Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Mini Podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. I'm Janice Cunning, and I'm here with my partner, Michelle Malloy-Dillon. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Janice. It's good to be with you today. And we're going to talk today about the three hats that leaders wear. And it's a way of distinguishing sort of different roles that leaders hold and to be able to be conscious of which role is the most appropriate in the moment. Yeah. And so, you know, we distinguish these hats by a leader hat, a manager hat, or a coach hat. So how would you distinguish the three of those, Janice?
Yeah, I mean, I would say let's start with leadership. So leaders tend to be asking sort of big, broad questions, right? Like what's needed? What's the right thing to do here? And they're really the person on the team who is supposed to be spending a lot of their time visioning and imagining the future and, not just the day-to-day, but kind of like, where are we going? Why are we going there? What is important? So that's what I would say is mainly the role of a leader. How would you describe what a manager hat would look like?
Yeah, the manager hat is when you're in the role where you really ensure that things are getting done. You know, setting plans and timelines and monitoring progress and troubleshooting problems that come along the way. This is where you have sort of your fixer hat on to fix problems and really guiding the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's very nuanced, right? Because I think sometimes we feel like somebody might feel like they're a manager when the first time they kind of get a role where they have a direct report or maybe a few direct reports, right? And so their job is really suddenly changed from being like an individual contributor to a manager. And then I think sometimes people label themselves more as leaders. And I've had clients say this to me, it's like, oh, now I'm leading people who lead teams, right? So I'm sort of leading managers, right? But it's very, to me, it's much more complicated than that. So I like the idea that we sort of think about it as these hats, because the truth is, even if you're managing one person, you still have to be visionary.
Yeah.
You know, like that's still your job. So I do think that depending on your role, you might wear one hat more than another hat. But it still is a little bit more nuanced than simply what your job is. And
yeah.
Then the third hat is a coaching hat. So why don't you tell us what that is, Michelle?
Yeah, wearing the hat of a coach, as a coach, you need to support, encourage, and empower other people to make the decisions and that they need to make along the way and to create urgency on their own so that you don't have to micromanage them. So it's like when you're wearing your coach hat, you're really taking the stand that the person you're working with has all the tools that they need. They just need to be reminded of what their tools are. So as a coach, you might ask a lot of questions like, okay, here's the deadline for this project. What kind of help do you need to get this done? Or what do you need to gather? What kind of information do you need to gather? So it's really asking them some very open-ended questions to get them to really think about what do I need to get this work done within this time frame, rather than giving them the answers.
Yeah. And I think it's sometimes, not always, but it can be a bit of an evolution where there can be sometimes a thought when you're first managing or leading a team that you are supposed to be a bit more of an expert, that you are supposed to be giving advice, giving answers. And then I think we see sometimes as people mature into the role and get exposed to different things, but also the world is thankfully moving this way, is more of a sense that the world is too complicated for anybody to be an expert. I mean, you know, like the pandemic was a perfect example of like, nobody was planning for that. Well, I'm sure some people were planning for it. Maybe if you were, you know, you work in the medical industry, but most people weren't, right? So this idea that we're supposed to have the answers, thankfully, is becoming less important.
Yeah. And I like what you're saying, Janice, because it's sort of in the evolution of a role that a leader may have, there may be certain segments of that evolution
where wearing the leader hat is the best thing, wearing the manager hat is the best thing, wearing the coach hat is the best thing. And it may actually also be like in this next meeting with this individual, what's the best hat for me to wear? Do they need to really get a sense of what the overall vision is, you know, where we're heading as a company or a team? Or do they really need some help? Like, okay, as a manager, this is what you need to do, and this is, you know, the steps to do it. Or is it time to not manage them so much, but empower them to do the work more on their own, in which case it's time to put on your coach hat and allow them to come up with some answers on their own, allow them to try some things, to fail, but know that they have your support behind them.
Yes. Yeah.
To support their learning.
Yeah. And I think I love what you're saying, because it's not important so much to like think about like your title or, you know, like who's on your team. It's more like every moment requires something different is what I'm really getting from you. And at the same time, I think we all have a default.
Yes,
you
we
know,
do.
Like some people find it easier to manage. Like they find it easier to focus on the details. They find it easier to give advice. Some people are very, very big picture. I mean, I sometimes have clients who will say to me, like, my struggle is actually in bringing it down.
Yeah,
you know, to getting the work that my done. Team can yeah. understand, because I'm so visionary.
Right.
And then some people are naturally more curious and they like to ask questions. And they're all good, but I do think what is fun is to think about, like, where do I default? Like, where would you say you default to?
Well, I default to coach, because I am a coach and I've been trained well in that area. So it's actually hard for me to talk to somebody and say, you should do this.
Yeah. I think when I think about myself before I became a coach, I think I probably would have had an easier time with the manager hat than the leadership hat. Like, I do tend to be quite practical, quite organized. Like, I'm, you know this, Michelle, I'm the person on the team who's always like, I'll do the content calendar for the year. Like, I'll schedule everything. Like, you know, so that role is a little bit more natural for me. I kind of play that role with my friends, you know, in my family. You know, like if there's a trip that my sister and I are going on, I'm the one who's like, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to get there? You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, so that to me, like the big picture, long-term visionary role is something that I kind of have to like intentionally to.
Oh yeah. That's the one that's easy for me too. I'm different than you. The big visionary thing, love it. Like, I love that space. But then that's why I appreciate working with you, Janice, because you bring me down to, okay, what's the first thing we need to do to actually practically get that done?
Yeah, so it's fun. Yeah, and you know, for those who are listening who don't know, I mean, Michelle's previous life was as a photographer. So it was literally your job to see the big picture, right?
Yes.
And to capture a picture in a moment. So
Right. Yeah,
so I like that. And so we're going to link to the tip sheet so you can kind of read through these distinctions. But what we really want you to do is think about, like, what is your default? What feels most comfortable? And then just challenge yourself to like stretch into, like, look for opportunities in the next couple of weeks. Like, if you're like me and it's sort of like being that visionary is not as easy for you, then try and find some time with your team and in your meetings to actually focus on the big picture.
Yeah. So go out and try it.
Yeah. Have some fun with stretching into a new hat. It's always fun to wear a new hat.
Yeah. This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now go put it into practice.